to depend on, that when we're sick, we can call on them.
That's
and
right.
It's just as close as their breath.
I go to church each Sunday morning to start the week up right, to hear the old time gospel preach so I can sleep at night. It seems like some can stay at home, drink coffee and their cream. I didn't get my religion from the television screen. Please don't mistake me when I talk about the TV shows. They're only meant for shut-ins and the ones who do oppose. Been finding fault within the church, the preacher and your friend. Get in line with the Word of God and I know it won't offend. Doesn't preach the way he ought to preach. They say the morning all the teachers lay around and sleep. If they could get in full control, they'd show them what to do and sit at home in their rocking chairs and watch their TV shows. My friend, you won't be happy till all complaining stops. Get down on those bony knees and try to get on top. Don't forget to read the word and pray the heavens down. To the church, assemble yourselves around. The thing I'm trying to tell you, the Lord He has revealed. Let's go to church prayer meeting nights and Sundays, let's not fail. The preacher on the TV show won't miss you when you're gone. So let's be faithful to our church. Get back where you belong.
Hello friends and listeners, this here is Johnny Woodlock, host of Way Back with Johnny, and I'd like to tell you all about a great concert coming up this summer when Mill Pond Music and Entertainment will be welcoming Moe Pitney to the Grand Theatre here in Kingston, Ontario. That's one night only, June 30th, including the opening acts of Honky Tonk Heart and Griffin McGill, and tickets can be bought in person through the Grand Theatre box office in the Limestone City of Kingston, Ontario here, or also by phoning the box office at 613-530-2050. And this is going to be one show you're not going to want to miss, with an upcoming country music star in the making.
Country needing a place on the map. It's a place in your...
Well, friends, I do hope y'all enjoyed that archived interview with our late friend Ross Clough from 2020. Now, I'd like to once again welcome y'all back into the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and also www.osherox.com. And it's once again that time in the program to dive into our vinyl blast from Vinyl Past Weekend archives. But first, we must open the vinyl vault door. Now that the vinyl vault door is wide open, let's turn back the years some 60 years ago to when Ross Clough was about 30 years old, and him, along with others known as the Gospel Jewels, recorded an album, meaning a vinyl record, and was released in 1965. Off this album was a great version of an old-time hymn titled Life's Mountain Railway. So I would like to pay tribute to Ross Clough once again with this vinyl recording from that all-time classic Gospel Jewels album vinyl record. So turn this up. This is one great version of this song. Welcome in, friends. Now, here we go.
Successful from the cradle to the grave.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we have reached the end of the first hour of Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and 101.9 FM. With that mentioned, we would like to send us into the second hour of this weekend's program with a collection of sacred songs, including the legendary Goodman family of Howard and Vessel Goodman and Rusty. With that, we would like to play a classic by this famous family of gospel entitled Everybody Is Headed Home. Then we'll follow with a song going out to my friends, the LaPointe family, who were dear friends of none other than a gospel singer named Johnny Reed. And so by local gospel singer Johnny Reed, it's going to be Next Time You See Me. Then we'll wrap up this set and send us into the very top of the second hour with Ross Clough once again and a song called From the Manger to the Cross. As y'all will remember, this song was originally recorded by Cowboy Copas many years ago. With that, I would like to welcome y'all in and say I hope to talk to y'all on the other side of the second hour. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
I remember a country church on Sunday morning, how they prayed and we sang the good old songs. Calloused hands raised in the air, the old saints shout, and everybody singing, this world is not my home. And I remember hearing fire and brimstone preach from heaven, and watching sinners run down the aisle, as everybody gathered round and prayed that soul to victory, and tears flowed when a sinner was saved country style. And everybody about heaven and how we'll all meet around God's throne. Now it seems as if most of them are missing, and it looks like everybody's going home. I look around and I feel like a stranger, for the old familiar faces seem so few. One by one they all have walked the road to heaven, and somehow I feel like I'm so much closer too. I think of all the good times left behind me, and the saints of God now gathered round the throne. But I know I'll see those old familiar faces once again. We were all just passing through, this world was not our home. And everybody talked about heaven and how we'll all meet around God's throne. Now it seems as if most of them are missing, and it looks like everybody's going home, and everybody talks about heaven and how we'll all meet around God's throne. Now it seems as if most of them are missing, and it looks like everybody's going home. It looks like everybody's going home.
I'm ready to move to heaven, to a land that's fair and bright, where there is perfect peace in the everlasting light. Jesus is gonna build for me a mansion there, I know, and the next time that you see me, I may be living in my heavenly home. Oh, the next time that you see me, maybe on streets of gold. And the next time that you see me, I may be living my brand new role. Or maybe trailing at his feet or shaking his nail-scarred hand. And the next time that you see me, I may be living in glory land. Well, you may come to visit me and knock upon my door, and you may not get an answer, for I won't be living there anymore. You see, I'm here for just a while, soon I'll be gone, and the next time that you see me, I may be living in my heavenly home. Oh, the next time that you see me, maybe on streets of gold. And the next time that you see me, I may be wearing my brand new robe. Or maybe kneeling at his feet or shaking his nail-scarred hand. And the next time that you see me, I may be living in glory land. Oh, the next time that you see me, I may be living in glory land, glory land.
The story's in the Bible, it's message sad but true. The life our Savior lived on earth is told. Found upon the pages of the Master's Book of Truth, every word so precious to my soul. You're right.
If you see a man called Jesus.
Hi, this is Lulu Roman from Hee Haw, and you're listening to Johnny Woodlock from Way Back on Your Dial. Don't change it.
Well, that's the man.
Now, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC, www.osherox.com, and also coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario. Yes, as I welcome you all back into the second hour here this morning, I would like to remind you all that we are still being heard over internet radio station at www.osherox.com, as well as being heard over historic CFRC in the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada. We can also be heard on our YouTube channel at Way Back with Johnny Woodlock. With all that mentioned and shared, I would like to welcome y'all back into the second hour of country music and gospel music today, and share a double feature of a late friend of ours who sadly passed away 11 years ago, but I had some connection to over the years, and that, of course, was the pioneer king of Cajun music, none other than Jimmy C. Newman. The king of the Cajun singers, to me, will always be Jimmy C. Newman, and yes, he passed away at the age of 86 11 years ago yesterday. Anyway, I would like to pay tribute to Jimmy C. with a couple of his classics. First will be his signature song titled, yes, of course, Alligator Man. Then we'll follow with the ballad called Artificial Rose. So with that, I would like to welcome you all into the second hour of this morning's program and say happy listening to all my listeners out there in radio world.
Wore an artificial rose. I met her in a truck stop long ago. She brought my coffee with a smile and then sat down. And we started talking about my wandering round. I recall the night I gave her that red rose. Just a little joke between us, I suppose. But she laughed and tucked it in her golden hair. And from that day on, she always wore it there.
Never blues, never grows, artificial rose.
As time went on, I got to know her well. I grew to love her, but I knew I couldn't tell about the other woman farther down the line. But she trusted me, said I was not that kind. Smile, but she only left the package tied in red, and inside a little tear-stained note that read, she said, I've found out, now I return to you. This rose that I've been wearing like a fool, may your life be cold and lonely as can be. This artificial rose you gave to me.
Never blooms, never grows, artificial rose.
It's once again time now, following those opening songs to the second hour here this morning, to celebrate and pay tribute to our dear friend Ross Clow, and also welcome our very special guest of honor and co-hostess Sinbush Wonder Husky to our program this morning with her collection of great sacred songs. This morning we'll first start with Sinbush's top favorites, with none other than a classic titled I'm Counting on You. Then we'll follow with The Family Who Prays, and we'll wrap up with an all-time classic titled The Great Speckled Bird. Now, I would also like to mention that these are all taken from the early recordings of Ross Clow, our dear friend and late friend, and as we celebrate his music and life today, we would also like to thank Sinbush for her contribution to today's program with these early classic selections. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
The Lord said, stand up, oh, and dry up your tears. You must preach my gospel for men. Go to the mountain.
There's a place in Ireland I know well, where I spend so many happy times.
Hello there, this is Daniel O'Donnell, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock. Keep listening to your host with the most on the way back for the best in country music.
Let me relive again those sweet memories of my life in my Irish country home.
Now, friends, once again, keeping with the tradition of the Way Back with Johnny show, I would like to once again pay tribute to the great Canadian Northern Gems by even greater Canadian Northern legends. With that being said, I would like to begin this segment with one of the greatest singer-songwriters that ever came out of Canada. That, of course, is Mr. Ray Griff of Alberta, and a song titled That Don't Mean I Don't Love My Jesus. Then we'll follow with a song that I truly love, and my mother, Mama Dawn, does too. And it's going to be by none other than our queen of country music in Canada, Miss Carol Baker, and It Is No Secret What God Can Do. Then we'll wrap up the set with none other than saluting a true pioneer and legend of Canadian country music out of the Prince Edward County's Singing Post family, and that, of course, is Norman Post, the late great Norman Post, and his song titled A Picture of Jesus. With that, I would like to send these out to our true Canadian legends, and also remember our truly Canadian God. Gospel music. Welcome in, friends. And
now and then I drop in for a beer at the bar with the guys who work where I do. I enjoy sitting around with my friends playing cards, swapping jokes and a story or two. I'd admit I like teasing the waitress. When she laughs, it's like ringing the bell. Just because I like playing sad songs on the jukebox, it's no sign that I'm going to hell. That doesn't mean that I don't love my Jesus. That doesn't mean that my life is a fraud. When my taste for living and all my misgivings, that doesn't mean that I don't. Every week to the church down the street, but I pray to God all the time. I can walk through the woods where the flowers are sweet and feel peace in my heart and my mind. I can look at my wife and my children and believe in the power he's got. Just because I don't follow the straight and the narrow is no sign that my soul has been lost.
Doesn't mean that I don't love my God.
You better believe it.
I don't. Another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not what he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do.
Mother's gone on now to her reward. Up those golden stairs, to stand beside her loved ones, who will one day meet her there. There's someone who will greet her in that very special place. It's the man in the picture. She'll meet him face to face. There's a picture hanging in my mother's home of a man whose hair is shaggy and his beard is cut long. His eyes are wide and friendly, looking deep into you. It's a picture of Jesus. I know you'd love it too. Yes, it's a picture of Jesus. I know you'd love it too.
We're gonna shine tonight all down the line. We're all dressed up tonight. We're feeling.
Hi, I'm Fred Penner, and you're listening to The Way Back with my good friend Johnny Woodlock.
The sun goes down and the moon comes up, we're gonna shine.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome our very special guest of honor, none other than Gunny, our beloved Dachshund, to our program this morning. Even though she may be our smallest part of the program, she does make it up with a giant personality. So with that, let's pay tribute to some more great gospel songs and sacred songs by none other than today's tribute artist, Ross Clough. Let's begin with a song simply titled, Sing a Happy Song. Then we'll follow with another all-time classic titled, One More Valley. And we'll wrap up Gunny's weekly favorites with a song which is going out in loving memory of my late soulmate, Miss Velma LaPointe. And it'll be her favorite song that Ross Clough ever did, titled Beautiful Star of Bethlehem. With that, I would like to also send it out in memory of Mrs. LaPointe, the mother of Willie and Velma. With that, I would like to welcome you all in and say thank you, little Gunny, for your contribution to today's program. Welcome and friends, and happy listening.
This old world for a better home someday, and the flowers are plains for my body needs the clay. Don't grieve and don't cry, for we'll meet another time. Sing a happy song for friends I leave behind, for they don't sing sad songs in heaven. Oh, don't seems to say
be a brighter day. Don't allow the storms to hide sweet heaven's view. Cause you got one more valley, one more hill, and you've got one more trial, one more tear, one more. Satan, see your tears. Learn to smile through your fears. Hold your head up high and give the world a smile. Just be faithful all the way. 'Twill be worth it all someday. For it soon will be over.
Oh,
if I sent a rose to you. How every time you make me blue.
Hi, everybody, this is Mickey Gilley, the original urban cowboy, with you right here on Way Back. Stay tuned for some great country music.
You'd have a room full of roses.
Now, friends, I would like to welcome you all back in following those classics as selected by our little Gunny, the Dash Hound. And once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to Ross Clough and his second half of this interview that I got to do in 2020. Well, it was in the spring of 2020 that I first met Ross, a dear friend of the program and true supporter of my radio career, and since then a friendship blossomed and truly became like a grandson and grandfather figure in my life. Now, he will be missed terribly and sadly, but he will forever be remembered and played on this program. So with that, I would like to pay tribute to him in this second half of this great interview that we got to do back in 2020 at the height of the pandemic. And he was all of 85 years old, so that was 5 years ago, as mentioned. And we will follow this with an all-time classic that Ross recorded and also wrote, titled He Put His Loving Arms Around Me. So with that, in honor of a dear late friend who passed away in May, here's our dear friend and a true pioneer of the gospel music in this area, Mr. Ross Clough, once again. What would you say has been the biggest change?
In what do you mean?
In the songs or the stylings of the music?
Well, I don't know. There's songs out there, and they're nice songs, nice words.
Mm-hmm.
The music isn't the type of music that would stay with you, that you would sing to yourself day by day or through the weeks and months.
That's true.
Or
yeah.
Years even. But there's just change, like everything. There's a change in it. But I like the older country gospel, the old style, and I guess because I'm 85, maybe that's why.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing I'd like to ask you about is your 2017 Land O'Lakes Traditional Music Hall of Fame induction.
Yes. I was very impressed that people had noticed that I had been traveling for a number of years, and they voted and thought that if anybody should be inducted, I guess probably it should have been me. And
mm-hmm.
So they voted, and I was chosen as the inductee for the Hall of Fame. For the number of years that I'd did it.
Exactly. And
yeah,
it would be quite the honor, I'd imagine.
Pardon?
It would be quite the honor.
Well, yeah, it really was an honor.
Mm-hmm.
To stand and be able to accept that and realize that, well, through it all,
mm-hmm.
hardship and good times, Maybe it's been a success.
Exactly. I hear you.
But one day we will know.
That's for sure. Amen to that, too.
Yes.
And so among the last questions today, I've got two more questions for you, Ross. And one of them is, you have written the song, He Put His Loving Arms Around Me. Would you share with us about that song?
About 15 years ago, I'm a hunter,
uh-huh.
and my buddies and I were up 800 miles north moose hunting,
mm-hmm.
and I was all alone out in the wilderness, and it started snowing a bit, and a feeling came over me that of thankfulness, and I wanted to express my thanks to God some way,
mm-hmm.
so he just... I heard the inner voice say, well, write a song,
mm-hmm.
and I did. So I got paper out, a pen, it was getting wet, but I still wrote it, and he poured the words of the song into my mind, and I wrote them down, and it's been a successful song. People, everybody that's heard it tells me that they just love it. So what else can I say?
Exactly, and it's going to be your legacy, I think, in many ways, Ross.
I hope so.
And I must ask you, how would you like to be remembered when the time comes to meet your Savior?